Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Kendra Winchester is with me. She started off the week with the National Book Award winner for nonfiction. And how are we going to match that?
Well, we have another nonfiction winner, and this author, Morgan Parker, just actually won a National Book Critics Award for poetry. But today we're talking about her essay collection, You Get What You Pay For, which Morgan Parker also performs. So that was really lovely.
Oh, I bet. And she won the National Book Critics Circle Award for Magical Negro. The name is, I read it, of course, because how would you not read Magical Negro?
Exactly.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So I'm sure as an essay writer, yay.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I really love Morgan Parker's perspective on the world. She writes a wide range of essays, but some of the like recurring themes, as it were, are like singleness, living life as a single Black woman, what that looks like, people telling mm-hmm. you that your life is not as fulfilling if you don't have a partner, and what's wrong with you, and all those things that people unfortunately say to single people.
Yeah, no, she also has such wit because I read where she wrote, you know, I'm a poet who never experienced true romantic love. I believe this is an American tragedy. I mean, that's funny.
She yeah. does have an amazing sense of humor. Another big theme is mental illness. And she talks a lot about being a disabled Black woman with mental illness. And there's a particular essay that talks about how she had a white therapist. I think it was either her first or one of her first therapists. And she had to break up with her therapist. And the therapist took it so personally. It just her processing that. And she broke up with her white therapist because she wanted to have a Black therapist, understandably. It was such a great essay, and I really love the way that Morgan Parker performs her essays. They're very inviting, but and a very it captures that emotion, but it's not overperformed.
I bet.
Yeah, and she has so many several different essays on mental illness. Another one is religious trauma, and she writes about her faith and, you know, the different things that kind of dissolved her faith. And what that looks like, she has an essay that kind of is framed by her look at Bob Jones University, and that if people don't know, they tried to maintain segregation for a long time, and it became a big case, and it was just a complete hot mess.
Can we hear a little?
Yes. So Morgan Parker starts out kind of by introducing herself to the reader by the story of her birth. And there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there, but also like this is where she came from. And it was a lovely way to start out the collection.
Right. This is You Get What You Pay For, Essays, written and read by Morgan Parker.
The first thing you're supposed to do is introduce yourself. If people don't know who they're encountering, they won't know how to perform the encounter. At which tenor, in what pitch, with how much respect. People are always saying start at the beginning, which must be some sort of sick joke. We love linear narratives, the smooth waters of sequential order, but it's too clean. I was early by weeks. The story goes that when she went into labor, my mom thought the waterbed broke. This was 1987. The story goes that my dad, still drunk on Tanqueray from mom's office Christmas party, drove her to the hospital two towns over, where I proceeded to change my mind about this whole enterprise and kept my mother in labor for double-digit hours, as my dad experienced what I can only imagine was the worst and weirdest hangover of his life. They cut me out, let me incubate for a few weeks, and when it was determined that I was fully formed, I got started. I was early and then late, hesitating at the door.
I've always liked her poetic voice, and I do like writers who bring a poet's sensibility to essays. And I also like poets because they typically are really, really good readers of their own work. So they really make good narrators. And I like her reading style and intonation.
Yes, yes. And I believe she has performed her poetry a lot as well. And mm-hmm. performance poets always just seem to do well.
Yeah.
With voicing their work. And I was so thrilled to have this collection out finally. I've been a fan of her poetry for a while, and this was just so delightful. And I just love her.
Yeah, I really can't wait to listen to this. I think it'll be wonderful. I'm a great fan as well. She's a wonder. So thank you, Morgan Parker. Thank you, Kendra.
Always happy to talk about wonderful audiobooks.
And we were talking about You Get What You Pay For, Essays Written and Read by Morgan Parker. Behind the Mic is supported by the publisher of Ghosted, An American Story, written and narrated by New York Times bestselling ghostwriter Nancy French, available everywhere you get your audiobooks. And then hop on over to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for literally hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.